And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, and they don't get to say everything's on their minds, so they have it for one. That's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. That's at the end. Yeah, that's sounds like not
a,
at the beginning.
Sounds like a
that's
90s sitcom. Like
it is.
Song. Hey, you know what, Bubba? We actually had somebody text. I was going to bring this up on the show. A guy asked, he goes, hey, I started listening to your podcast, and at the very end, I love him. He said, at the very end, why do you guys say that you're sorry?
And oh, my. So he's never heard the episode with Brian.
No.
Big D had a stalker for a while there, and... that's what it is. That's the actual audio of the day we confronted the stalker, and the guy said at the end.
Yeah,
he's
hear
like,
about this a little bit.
He literally just goes. I'm
well,
sorry.
before we do that, let me do this, and you can totally dive in. We've got sponsors, man. Here we go. We're sponsored this week by Subway. Subway's excited to introduce the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich made with new, delicious, thick-cut, all-white meat turkey with no artificial preservatives. What, you want to turn the camera? Oh, can they see you, Big D?
I don't know. I'm just waving.
Oh, okay. topped with great-tasting applewood smoked bacon and American cheese. That big, awesome day-after-Thanksgiving sandwich that you love to make at home is now available anytime. Try the new Subway carved turkey and bacon sandwich. Subway. Says it right here. Fresh is what we do.
Yeah. So this, I was getting these text messages because people, not to my phone, but to
about
the
say,
show.
How did he get your number?
No, didn't get my personal number.
Okay.
But he got the. Yes.
You can't hear you.
No, some people are saying they can't hear us on there.
Oh, that yeah. Well,
it's your phone.
figure it out.
You can't hear us. It's your phone. We promise.
We're here. We see your messages.
The good news is we can hear us.
Yeah. Well, you work on that, Bub. I'll tell the story.
Patrick, check it over there on yours and make sure we can hear it. And let Big D tell this awesome story.
Yeah, it's a great story, man. I can hear it now. It's already on. Patrick, I can already hear it.
I know.
Yeah. No, so I would get this text message 80 times a day to the show. And I see them pop up on my screen. So when text messages come in to the show, to the IR800 number, they just pop up as little orange squares, and if you kind of run your cursor on them, they disappear. But I can reply to them if not or whatever. And so this guy would just, or this person, I didn't know who it was first. So, hey Big D, and Bubba had told me a couple of weeks prior to that, man, there's some guy on Facebook that just
loves.
He's got a thing for you, man. He talks about your instead of saying goatee. He says Gotti beard.
Can you pull the microphone aside just and model that that goatee for a second for all
just
of us?
Just for
in the
camera?
Yeah, right there. Yes, look at that.
Look at that.
It's a classic.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Pretty good Gotti beard. I'm not gonna lie.
And so I was like, that's weird, you know. And sure enough, I saw on Facebook this guy was just like, hey, you know, Big D, and I just let it go. And he would text, and I'd be like, hi, and. Then it got to the point where he started sending 80 text messages a day.
And Facebook messages.
Facebook.
And
he started sending me pictures of his, you know, naughty parts.
No.
That's
wow.
What.
No.
Well, first he started by showing you pictures of his legs and his feet all the time.
this is not him. A real story.
Oh, this is totally 100%
real.
So it would be him... like, and it'd be a picture of his really hairy legs. And in the background, you could see wood paneling in the back on his room.
So he was like setting up a whole set there for you.
He was ready, man.
And then I got to the point when he started getting pictures of like other stuff. We were like, okay, dude, we gotta stop this.
That's when you checked out.
So,
why would you check out? That's the best part.
Yeah.
He was just getting started, man.
And so I said, we're going to call him on the air and tell him to stop.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that right when you were having your vasectomy? Maybe he was showing you where you could cut him.
Anyway, so.
Right here, Doc.
See, Bubba's not the kind of person. He's not the friend to have when you have personal issues.
Well, know? I don't think I have a friend that wouldn't laugh if a guy was sending me pictures of his quote-unquote naughty balls.
No, yeah. There'd be a lot of questions of how the number was given to him. But that sounds serious.
Yeah. Wow. So what? So you called him on air.
Called him on the air, and he says, "I said, hey, Brian, it's Big D."
And I bet he. Oh my God! I bet he
quiet.
Lost it.
It's quiet. You hear?
Hey,
Hey.
Like very, very shocked.
Hey.
Actually calling.
And now I've seen pictures. Like, he even sent me pictures of his face and the whole thing. And he was like,
he's like, hey, let me see what you look like.
20. 20, he's like 20. I don't know, he's in his 20s. Anyway. And says, hey, man, thank you for you know, being a fan. And, you know, you're kind of freaking me out. Okay. You're sending 80 text messages a day. You're sending pictures. And, okay, we got to kind of stop that. Okay, man. Okay, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can be friends.
Yeah. And we're like, no, can't be friends.
That's when you realized 100% that he was not
something
all
was,
there.
Something was up.
Yeah.
He goes, we can be friends. And you can hear stuff going on in the background. And something told me, man, to say the next thing I said.
Oh,
and that changed everything.
I can't imagine what's about to come out of your mouth.
I love you is what he said.
No, I said, Brian? Yeah. Put your mom on the phone.
Beep, 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 beep,
oh,
beep, beep.
Quiet, quiet. And then you hear,
was something wrong? What's wrong?
Like he was whispering, like trying to ask Big D why he wanted to talk to his mom. And
why?
All that.
What's wrong? Why? Why?
This is blowing my mind.
No, and then
right
he kept going, he kept saying, let's be friends.
Let's be friends. We can just be friends.
And then it gets quiet for, I don't know what, 10, 20 seconds? And
we're like,
Brian?
Brian, hello?
Brian. And then all of a sudden you hear.
Yeah, play, no, play it, Bubba.
Just play it.
I don't know. Do I have it?
After
do you
20
have
seconds.
It? It's in gold.
Come on, it's in gold, man.
It's in gold and was, and this is what you hear. And then he hangs up.
I'm sorry.
Wait. There you go.
Oh, that's when we got the police involved. We're like, listen.
Oh, what?
This is, yeah.
Sorry.
So at the end of every podcast now, because that was a ball of fun.
That happened.
Yeah,
that
we like to relive that happy moment.
So someone was curious about it.
Yeah, at the end of we play that. We play
it. Unbelievable.
It comes out of that really, this was the podcast. And then you hear,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Dude, we used to do it.
Oh, and then you
at the end of the podcast, you'd hear, this was the podcast. And D would just go, I'm sorry.
And now y'all just
so
play
like,
it.
You know what? We need to just put his clip.
There are times in the studio when we're not on the air, just quiet.
Yeah.
And like we're all working on something completely different. And it's totally silent in here.
And right? Bubba will play.
And then out of nowhere, Bubba will reach over, because we all have our headphones on constantly. And we can hear everything.
Yeah.
And he plays it.
That's
and I'm like,
dude, that is
down. You're just laughing because you know you just got everybody
that's
really good.
Like literally, you could tell me that you were kidding right now, and I mean, I want to believe it. Is that a true story?
True story.
So did you guys call him and try to do an on air deal where you could have gotten him on air, or was it after where you guys were off the air and you said let's call this guy?
No, that was all on air. They said,
yeah.
Wow. And that's some crazy radio right there. I love
and
it.
So oh, wow. We had I got three police agencies involved in a private investigator.
Yeah.
And it stopped.
100% real. Like, this is one of those
I feel like we're
going
to leave and they're going to be like, I got you.
No, dude.
Where that guy's been waiting outside.
I'm sorry.
Walker McGuire's our podcast guest. Hey, who'd y'all bring with you? Is this one of your buds?
Yeah, so this is my buddy Adam. We grew up together and he's actually going to start playing in the band with us on the road a lot. So he's,
say hello.
Yeah, say hi, Adam.
It'll be the first set of shows here.
Yeah.
Nice to see you, man.
Adam's the man. He's really radio awkward, but he's the man.
It's okay.
I got a feeling he's just awkward.
He may or may not have been Brian.
That was actually me.
Let me see your legs.
It's the same picture.
Let me see your legs. Dude, I love that you had the wood paneling in the background.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
He did a good background
it
shot.
It was... Anyway.
I do want to say this for those of you who watch on Facebook whenever we do the podcast tapings. We got the new Wi-Fi router and everything all in. It is sitting behind Patrick.
In a box.
And it's getting
installed.
It's
getting
installed
today,
tonight.
But unfortunately we're taping the podcast the day before they installed.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Good timing. It's all about timing.
It's weird because the Wi-Fi works
most of the time.
But it's like, I don't know.
It has moments
where... I think
it
takes a very... Doing a live video stream,
live
most people
data.
Do for 5 minutes or for a minute. You know, for 40. Like, yeah, we tried a live video stream of 40-minute podcast or more, and this.
You know who one of my favorite people does Facebook Live is? Robert Downey Jr.
Really?
His are amazing. Like, he did one yesterday, and he was just riding in an Uber, and he was just, like, talking to the guy, and he goes, hey, man, put it on this station. And then he plugged in his phone, and it was, like, him singing a cappella in the bathroom, and he was just like, Facebook Live. Dude, it's hilarious. And the Uber driver just hated it. Like, he was just like, he goes, no more radio. And he goes, no, one more song. And it's just him doing, like, some Elvis song. And it's like, and no more radio. And he goes, no, one more.
I got a show going here.
It's great, dude.
We unfortunately have Patrick in the studio and he can't be in the other room.
Well, yeah, Patrick's in here, but you never know.
But where is Corporal James Stetterton?
The backstory in Ghost Patrick, I don't know that the podcast is long enough to explain it.
Oh, man, it's the greatest story ever.
Pat, when we film stuff whenever the guys are in, I'll film it, and sometimes Patrick is either in his office or in the green room or somewhere, and those both have windows that look into the main here in the main studio. Mm-hmm. And because it's dark in the room, everything's dark in our facility, but those rooms are dark, but he'll just for some reason stand right underneath a lone spotlight.
It's and not through the glass. I'm gonna say again, do you see the reflection?
No, okay, yeah, it's from these lights.
It's the reflection of the light hanging there on the end.
But the best
and it
is,
was right on me.
You literally,
and I couldn't. Where I was standing, there was no spotlight.
No, there was
no
a spotlight
way to know.
Where you were. The there reflection was, no was on the window.
There was a cold mist in the air too. It looked like.
No, but the best is you could have stood anywhere in that room and we wouldn't have seen you. But you stood to where the reflection of the light was in the middle
right
of your
chest.
Right
in the middle
chest.
Of my chest.
And you know Patrick did that on purpose.
Oh, of course I did.
He's got two.
Because there's nothing I love more than having all four of you simultaneously give me crap about something.
But my favorite part about the whole thing is To celebrate, you know, Till Tomorrow doing so well on iTunes and stuff, we got the guys a picture and a gift, and we had the picture, and we realized we didn't have a picture of all five of us. We had a picture of Johnny and I, Big D and Bubba, and Patrick was taking the picture. So what we did is we had our media girl just Photoshop Patrick's ghost in the back of the picture.
We paid her.
Did you see it?
It's in the bathroom. Yeah,
hanging in the hall.
The Photoshop job was more expensive than the frame, but it was important for us to get you in.
The best is Becca, our media girl. She was like, "So, like, I don't know how to make this look real," and I'm like, "I don't want it to look real. I want it to look terrible.
It's supposed to look like a bad Photoshop.
Yeah, it is. It's supposed to.
Like the ones we made on our phones.
Those are not bad.
No, those were
those
great.
Are awesome.
No, but it was. I'm just really glad we did that for you, Patrick.
Yeah, Ghost Patrick is such a thing. It's trending already.
Yes. Not that we haven't already done a lot of things to help your career, but one day I'm gonna have an opportunity. I'm gonna be faced with a decision. And it's going to be help Walker McGuire or screw Walker McGuire. And I'm going to remember all
Ghost
of these.
Patrick.
Not just Ghost Patrick.
He's going to be sitting there late at night going, do I add the new Walker McGuire or this
or do I
Keith Urban?
Yeah. Mm.
Keith Urban.
I'm
sorry.
What was that, Brian?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Brian,
for helping me make my
decision.
Oh, I think once we play, once we start playing big arena shows, Patrick could come and be our left shark.
Or we're going to get one of those holograms.
Or Brian was there, you could be his other left.
Man. Maybe you guys could do a little Ghost Patrick song for us.
Please don't. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be fun right now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it.
Some kind of a Ghost Patrick
song.
Yeah,
we usually come up with Civil War sounding names. That's why you'll hear like
that's where the joke comes from.
Captain, you know, Conrad Sturgill
Daniel
Leonard.
We built this studio on a Civil War battleground.
Yeah. Yes.
Patrick Brasshill and
stuff like that.
Patrick Brasshill's amazing. All right. So this is the Ghost Patrick song. Johnny, you're gonna start it. 2, 3.
Ready? Going here. This is about the ghost of Patrick. Well, the ghost of Patrick is 200 years old. He died one day on the Civil War.
And then he came back and worked on the radio where there was no static. Ghost Patrick.
Ghost Patrick just floats around in the back of Walker McGuire's videos and he doesn't make a sound. He just sits there and floats in the lights.
That's high-quality entertainment right here.
And one day when he looked his best, had a big old light in the middle of his chest, and he stood in the background of a room as he rose out of his tomb. Ghost Patrick,
He's a good old floating guy.
Ghost Patrick.
He'll make you want to cry.
Ghost Patrick. He'll haunt your dreams. And if you ever wake up in the middle of the night and see a single shimmering light, it's Ghost Patrick. Ghost Patrick.
Yeah. Ooh. If you ever see a thing come out of your screen, don't scream. Make a scene. It's just Patrick.
Ghost Patrick.
All right, here we go. This is how we're going to end it.
Here we go. I got this.
So when we finally saw him in the background, we lost him. He gives a whole nother meaning to coming out of the closet. Ghost Patrick.
Yeah.
Still hate you guys.
Yeah.
Although that was incredibly funny. I still hate you guys.
Patrick said, you were like, I know how to end it. How are you going to end it?
He was just going
to
ooh and
no, I thought we were going to have Ghost Patrick sounds. I was trying to get in it. I was trying to get in the spirit, but I couldn't get it.
I'm what? Sorry.
It's okay. That's how we should.
Yeah, you should have ended it.
I'm sorry.
Have you guys ever seen a ghost, like a real ghost? Or you had a weird experience?
Yes, I have. So for a little while growing up, we moved from Texas to Oklahoma when I was a kid. And we lived in this old plantation home in Oklahoma. The weirdest thing happened. The guy, my
by the way,
mom,
I didn't realize there were plantations in Oklahoma, but okay.
It was like an old farm home.
Okay.
But the guy my mom was seeing at the time, he had told us stories about when he was a little kid. He had an imaginary friend named Henry. And we all thought it was funny. We were laughing, blah, blah, blah. And he used to tell us, yeah, Henry, he was like brown boots, blue jeans, white shirt, red hat. That's just what he wore. He was Henry, my friend. And so, you know, kids have imaginary friends. No big deal. Whatever. And so his mom was telling us about it, and she was like, yeah, it was really weird. He got, like, really obsessed with it and, like, it's just weird. And then he got over it. And then we were having a cookout one day, and there was about 8 of us in the back. And one of his friends came pulling up on a motorcycle and started waving at the front door. And we were like, we thought he was waving at us. We were like, whatever. So he pulls, we were like, whatever. He pulls around back, and he's like, hey, guys, what's up? And he goes, who's the guy on the front porch? And we're like, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, blue jeans, white shirt, red hat, big guy. And I'm getting chills right now. And
dude, I did too.
It freaked us out, dude. And it was just like, I didn't actually see him, but whenever he was just like, and he had no idea. Like, he had no idea this guy, this description.
Yeah, right.
So he just goes, yeah, the big guy standing on the porch waving at me. Blue jeans, white shirt, red hat. He's wearing boots. We're just like, oh.
So the ghost waved at him?
The ghost waved at him from the front porch. It was, dude, I'm getting, it's scary.
Bubba, didn't you have something happen to you in college?
I had a lot of weird stuff.
College? That's funny. There's no college. The only ghost in college was him because he was not there.
He was a zombie.
No, I had a couple little weird run-ins, you know, where we saw stuff. I mean, I'm not going to get into it. If you want to, go back to our Halloween podcast.
Yeah.
They're crazy, very scary stuff. But yeah, I don't want to rehash the same
story. I was expecting him to be a small, like a child, but
no, he was a big guy. He was a big imaginary friend. His name was Henry, I think, and he was just a big dude. Just wore work boots, jeans, hat.
The thing with that freaks me out the most about stories like that is that when it comes from kids,
yeah,
because they
go back to the Halloween one. I'm telling you, you'll freak out
because the kids, you know, that they're not, you know, like
they don't have any agenda,
yeah. Right? There's no agenda, right?
Yeah,
and it's interesting. Like, you know, obviously we don't know how ghosts think, but to think that they kind of have a sense of humor to be like, I'm going to wave at the guy who doesn't know that
I'm
not
have
here
a clue,
yet,
yeah,
and then by the time they ask who I am, I'm gone. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. My mom,
kinda like Ghost Patrick.
That house was definitely haunted. My mom said she was in there. We were all at a baseball tournament one time, and she was cleaning, and she had just like cleaned the bathroom mirrors completely, just like, you know, spring cleaning, whatever. And said she went upstairs to clean the bathroom mirror upstairs. She comes back down, and there were two handprints on the mirror downstairs she had just cleaned. And we ended up moving back. We were like, we're not living here anymore. She freaked out. She said she would like hear things in the middle of the night. It was just
get out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She would just hear that over and over. But no, man, I definitely believe in ghosts. I've never seen one personally, but I've heard stories from people that I trust and believe. So, yeah, that guy had no idea what that guy wore, and he just saw him on the porch waving at him. Freaks me out still to this day.
Have you seen one, Patrick? You ever had any kind of?
Patrick's never had a good.
You haven't seen the picture of you in the bathroom.
He slimed me.
He slimed me. Yeah,
How about you, Big D? You ever seen a ghost?
No, never seen one.
He hasn't seen one, but he experienced something strange.
Yeah, I had a light switch go off right
now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You said you show us a sign, right? In that old studio. You were telling us about
that. Yeah, I told the old dead engineer to turn the light switch off.
And it just clicked.
And we're all, yes.
And y'all, you said everybody was looking around like, all right, who did that? Turn it back on. And y'all were all in the middle of the room.
Yeah, and we all knew. That's the thing. We all knew what happened.
Yeah.
But the actual thing went down, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was one of those old ones. Like, it kind of goes.
The ones that actually took effort to do.
Yeah, it's got a resistance.
You can hear it.
It's like, and you pick it up and like that. Yeah, and then
so y'all were like, "Yeah, if you're here, show us a sign." And then y'all were in the middle of the room.
No, the lights. He was the one guy was like flicking the light switch on and off, and the light stayed on or off or whatever it was the other way around. And finally, I just said, "Hey, Charlie, will you turn this light off?" Click.
No way, dude. Ugh.
And he wasn't near the switch, and I was thinking, "There's another switch. There's another switch." But the weird thing is that we didn't
want to believe it happened.
Didn't want to believe it happened, but we knew it happened.
Yeah.
And we're like, we leave, we get in the van, we go, let's go back in. Isn't that the dumbest thing? I feel like the girl in the every horror movie.
That's like, oh, look at this brand new car. Should I get it or should I run through the cornfield? I'm just going to run through this cornfield right quick. Like, why?
I bet I fall.
Yeah, I will make it 10 foot and I'll fall 12 times.
I didn't realize Jordan didn't like haunted houses either.
Who? Me? I love haunted houses.
Well, Tanya on Facebook says you don't like them.
My aunt Tanya's listening right now. Tanya, she's full of it. I love haunted houses.
I mean, your whole family, she's that's like one, a big deal you guys
Yeah,
do.
It's like we put on a haunted house every year in my hometown, but Tanya is the one who doesn't like them. She stands by me and grips my arm to where I have like blood coming out from her nails when we run through them. So Tanya, stop listening. Get back to work. I'm sure you're supposed to be working.
I've tried to get Bubba and Patrick to go out and spend the night in a cemetery.
That will never happen.
On Halloween night. And they won't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty creepy. I won't lie. But, I mean, it could be one of those things you could always say you did.
Yeah. There's, like, this website called StumbleUpon.com where you can stumble on paranormal, just random websites, and it'll pull them up. And I'm kind of into the whole ghost thing. And one article I saw recently said that they think a lot of ghost sightings happen from mold in houses and messing with your brain. And they've started going through all these haunted places in America and finding huge mold problems.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, now the waving guy on the porch, that guy wasn't in the house, there's nothing to explain that, but it's interesting. You know?
I do like to sit around and watch those, like, ghost hunter things. Like, it's kind of my guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the hunting, like, the looking for Sasquatch thing. Like, I don't know why I watch it, because they never find him. It's just like, we almost had him this time.
And they always go to commercial right
time,
when they hear a noise.
They hear a noise, their camera starts shaking like commercial. The Blair Witch Project, and then we'll be right back.
We're just out there screaming in the woods.
But we were watching one day, and they were actually doing an old theater that's in Louisiana.
Yeah, Elvis. Right,
an old music theater, like a big one somewhere, and Johnny and I were watching it one night, and we'd had a couple of drinks, and we were watching it. We were freaking out, and they're talking about all these how they used to see people in these dresses and these ball gowns that used to come to these shows, and you know Elvis, it was one of his first ever shows there, and this guy's standing on the stage, and he says he sees something up in the rafters, and we're so like intently watching, just like, and he goes, is that you, Elvis? And I just, for some reason in my mind, I looked at Johnny and I was like, what if all of a sudden somebody in the rafters just went, oh. Hey, hey. Is that you, Elvis? Oh. I was just like, I mean, we were like half drunk. And we were like, dude, I've never laughed so hard.
It was like
in my
ghost of Elvis, I guess, apparently haunts this old place where he first played and got famous. And.
Why would he haunt the one place that got him famous?
I would hang out in the jungle room in Graceland. Yeah, why in sure, the world?
Sure. By the way, do you guys think that they're going to make Prince's house into like a Graceland kind of thing?
I mean,
it worked out well for Priscilla. Yeah. What do they make, like $100 million a year
Unreal,
off Graceland?
Yeah, so much.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, they've already been talking about it in Minnesota. They already like dedicated a day to him. All the stadiums were like purple lights.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the,
yeah. But everybody did that around the world. Yeah. But I'm talking about, are they going to make the house? Because I want to go to Paisley Park.
Yeah.
I want to go. I want to see
it
inside.
It looks pretty crazy.
I don't know. You don't know anything about it. It's not like Neverland Ranch. Even though you've never been there, you kind of have an idea.
You know what? I would
of what
go.
It was.
I would go
Macaulay
to Michael
Culkin
Jackson's house.
Yeah.
Macaulay.
Check it out. I mean, there's like 2,000 acres of just like pretty cool
zebras.
It's desert.
The ghost, it's the ghost of Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, and wait, hold on. No, I'm not dead.
Come ride the train.
This Macaulay. Is actually me. I'm just
what happened to that
here.
Guy? He was so Culkin? Cool. For like
he's in a
five
band
years.
Right now, man. He's in a band that sings about pizza.
You guys should have him on.
I saw him. I gave him the keys to my car, and he parked it.
Jeez.
Down at the Omni.
Not the Ruth Chris.
At the Ruth's Chris.
Dude. Yeah, like, he was, like, every kid's, like, idol.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was, like, the kid, like, Home Alone, like.
Childhood fame.
And then all of a sudden, yeah. And then he made his. I saw a tweet the other day that somebody tweeted at him, and they were like, hey, McCooley, how does it feel that the only thing you ever accomplished in your life that was cool was Home Alone? And he goes, I don't know. Let me walk to my $20 million home, and I'll let you know. Yeah. I was just like, shut up. Like, yeah.
That's the way I always, like, Vanilla Ice. Bubba has a great story about Vanilla Ice.
Went to, we were doing this, like, dance music convention thing back when I worked in Top 40. And it was in Miami, and we went to Vanilla Ice's house with a bunch of these DJ guys that I knew. And, like, club DJs.
Yeah.
And we go in, and he was super cool, by the way. Pull in, go into the front gates, and there's a basketball court. His driveway goes around the basketball court. You know, like the little horseshoe driveways?
Oh, yeah.
The basketball court's in the middle, and so he's out there shooting the rock. And I'm like, that's cool. So we go out, and we join him, and we play a little bit. And then we walk into the house, and right there in the foyer was a pedestal-type thing, and it had his Grammy up on it. And, like, right when you walk in the house, and you go, well, wow, that's kind of crazy. And you go, see this right here? This paid for everything in here.
That's
and that
awesome.
One song actually paid for it. And he was super cool, man. He's like, look, we got jet skis and everything in the back. If y'all want to do that, just whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to ask. It was cool.
That's awesome.
And imagine, that's one song. Like, you talk about Neverland. Think how many of those Michael Jackson had. So think about, I mean, he literally, like you said, it's like 200 acres, and it's just like zebras and like ligers running around his property.
Yeah.
Like, ligers are real, and Michael Jackson
It's on the market right now for $100 million, Neverland Ranch. It was on some mansion show the other day I was watching.
Wow.
And it's haunted.
I've been watching those tiny homes, houses, shows lately. I don't know how people do that.
I don't either, man.
Like 150 square foot for a couple?
It's unbelievable.
You know?
There's a guy, I just saw an episode of it, and he was going to school in Austin. And he got to talking, like, he went to, you know, UT down there, and he was like, well, I'm gonna just take whatever they're going to give me for housing. I'm going to build one. So he got like a 12-foot flatbed trailer and just took what financial aid gave him for student housing and built him one. And now he just like parks it at his buddy's house across the street from campus and just lives there. And I'm just like, this is the, like, it's just, why don't you just live in the dorm?
I was going to say, girl wants to go back there?
Yeah. You come back to my trailer?
Square feet? Are they using, like, Porter Johns and stuff?
No, or?
They have toilets.
They have toilets. Yeah. They have stoves. They have everything in there.
Did you say Porter Johns?
Porter Johns.
Porter John.
What's Porter Johns?
It's Colonel Porter, it's Porter like John. It's Patrick's guy.
From the Battle of Franklin, Porter John led his men across the hill.
You can't make fun of me came up.
Hey, y'all, listen up. Porter's got something to say.
Go ahead, Porter. What are you going to tell?
Command
your men.
I always think of my absolute favorite Kathleen Madigan joke. Kathleen Madigan's one of my comedy heroes. She tells jokes just because people in the South talk so slow. Mm-hmm. That must be why they lost the Civil War. She goes, I imagine a scout coming over here going, Sarge, I think them Yankees is fixing the out. Like, you know,
Porter John, he spoke quick though.
Yeah, he didn't.
You have no space. You cook dinner where you're going to the bathroom. That's kind of weird.
Have
you not watched these things?
The toilet converts into the sink.
It's literally like from that wall to this wall.
No, this studio is 400. Yeah, it's like
but it's on this side. This side from that wall to that wall.
It's bigger than Patrick's office, and they have everything. Like they usually they'll sleep in like a little loft bed.
I'm going to tell you that my office is almost 200 square feet. So 150 square feet. It's smaller than that. You said bigger. It's smaller than my
and
office.
They make them high enough to where, like, you have the kitchen, the bathroom, the couch downstairs, and then the top is like a loft bed. So they climb up there every night. It's weird. I saw one, and this lady had, like, three cats. I was like, how? Like, you see ladies with three cats in 1,200 square foot places, then it's too much. Yeah. How do you have them in? It's the size
First
of this
of all,
cup.
Three cats is just too much.
It is. It doesn't matter where you live. It is. You can live on Neverland if you have three cats. It's too much.
Yeah.
Well, I guess people start to get, you know how people get, man.
We just lost the cat demographic.
Yeah, all the cat followers.
Yeah,
sorry.
We did. Sorry about that.
Hey, real quick. What do you...
There you go. Now he's getting it.
Good job. So we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I do want to get a plug out to you guys with music and what you're doing and how people can get your music and whatnot.
So next Friday, Walker McGuire's going to come on the show, and they've got a Mother's Day song.
Yeah,
May 6th it'll be.
Yeah, it'll be May 6th. So, yeah, we'll be in here next Friday hanging out. We've got a song called Mama's Kitchen Table we just cut in the studio, and we're going to play all the acoustic version, and by the time it's played on air, it will be available on iTunes.
Yep. Oh, nice.
We're really excited about it.
Yep.
How is this thing going with the what's the stuff that you're doing? It was – help me out, Patrick. They'd signed a new thing.
With a new publishing company.
Oh, yeah.
The publishing.
It's man, it's been amazing.
And what does that mean exactly?
So, okay, so your publishing is the parts of the part of your songs that you basically give away so that you don't give them away. I mean, you get paid for them. You get paid on a salary scale. And it takes these people that are you know, big-time pluggers here in town that can get your songs to bigger artists and to bigger labels and, you know. And so we're working with a company called Combustion, and they're one of the hottest publishers in town right now.
Yeah, definitely.
They're killing it, and we had a couple offers from a couple different places, and we just kind of felt at home over there, so we jumped into that. And
and you know, we don't just write songs for our band. We like to write for, you know, other people too.
Yeah.
Anywhere from, you know, girl singers to whole bands. So, and basically, people who aren't in a band already who don't make a little bit extra money on the road. A publishing deal is something that's going to give them money to live, you know, to pay their rent and buy groceries. So it's really.
And beer.
Yeah. And beer. but they're really necessary part of the music industry. And,
Cause when we both moved here, before we even started this band, we were just writing songs together. Now we were just both looking for publishing deals. We knew we wanted publishing deals, but didn't know what we wanted after that. And people just kind of started going, you guys need to be a band. And the best part is my favorite part about this whole meeting thing was, there's this guy named Gary Cotton who was a big songwriter.
He knew us for probably 3 months at one point, and he goes, and our name at the time was Red River Run.
Yeah, we had a horrible name, Red River Run.
It sounded kind of like a murder movie. But he goes, man, I wish you guys could be, you know, something like your last names, but Walker McIntyre just ain't doing it. And I said, what?
Yeah.
My last name's McGuire.
And he
goes,
oh, Walker McGuire. Hey, well, that's good.
That's good.
And he had probably known us 3 or 4 months.
He was the man because we were just talking and he was just like, dude, you know, you got Brooks and Dunn. You got Montgomery Gentry. He goes, but Walker McIntyre doesn't work. And we just kind of, Johnny and I kind of looked at each other and we were like, what?
Your name is McIntyre?
But he was also one of the first ones to give us the idea to do it and really helped us out in our beginning stages of writing and the structure of Nashville songs and that type of stuff. So
I just want to say before we run out of time that I'm still upset that Johnny doesn't get us more access to his aunt Reba.
Yeah.
Because seriously,
one day we should put together a parody show and go walk around
hair and stuff too. So if I had a last name McIntyre, it would look like
you could open up for each other.
It was
like you could open up for yourselves as Walker McIntyre, and you do only Reba songs.
Oh man, that's actually genius.
We were gonna be Johnny Walker too, but we'd get sued.
We were just gonna name our labels like Red, Blue, and Black, and just get more expensive as we put them out. But we figured we'd be in trouble with that.
Well, you can find them Walker
McIntyre.
WalkerMcGuire.net.
WalkerMcGuire.net or at PorterJohn.com.
Porter John.
Porter John.
Have you been calling it Porter John your whole entire life?
Yeah. No, Porter Potty, Porter John. I think Porter John sounds a little cooler.
That's so great.
Porter John.
Porter John.
Because you know the rest of the world says Porter John.
Porter.
Yeah. Port-a-John.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
No,
it's a port-a-John.
I've been calling it Porter Potty.
No, it's
porter, a port
like
a portable.
P-O-R-T/A.
Yes, yeah. It's a portable potty. It's a port-a-potty.
Mind really
learn something new every day.
Jesus.
Yeah. Johnny really thought it was Porter Potty.
I did.
Or Porter John.
I did.
That's great. Hey, I mean, it still works, but just every now and then somebody's going to catch it and be like, hey, bro, it's Porta.
It's Porta.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get caught on the radio.
Yeah.
It's a portable. It's portable.
If you God help portable. If you say something weird around us,
they're going to call you
ever.
And that actually counts for us as well. We can't say weird things
us. Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm glad I know now.
Adam's good talking to you, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you for coming in, man.
He had so much to add to the conversation, and we're really excited about him.
Is it his? Those headphones look like they're 4 sizes too big for his little bitty head.
Yep.
You know,
it's like a. It's like a. Is it? Was this your wish?
No.
To come in to sit in on a radio show.
And on that note.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now Bubba has to talk about sandwiches after that.
Hey, don't worry, buddy. We'll take pictures afterwards.
All right. And we actually will.
I'm going to send you more pictures of my hairy leg.
All right. At Subway, they're excited to introduce the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich, the new premium carved turkey. Seriously, thick cut, all white meat, oven roasted to perfection, has no artificial preservatives. You're going to love it. Try the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich at Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to do it.
I had to, man.
Are you going
to
do it?
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
There you go.
It's the podcast.
Here it comes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Gruffy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Make it stop.
Love you, Ryan.